The Office of Sustainability doesn't have the authority to enact any changes on IU's campus on its own. Granted, the office is only 4 months old, but recent sustainable measures the university has pursued haven't bore the fingerprints of the new office. For example, Indiana University recently began offering a parking permit discount for fuel-efficient vehicles. That idea started in the university architect's office as a way to earn points for green building efforts, even though it's overseen by the university's parking operations. And another sustainable effort on campus, the federal bike commuter benefit, is now being considered by university human relations without any input from the sustainability office. The federal perk would provide up to $20 per month to employees who primarily use bikes as their main form of transportation. Sustainability Director Bill Brown admits he was surprised to learn both the parking and bike initiatives were in the works by the time he found out about them.
Who are the people that make the decisions and who do they listen to? A big part of my job in the last 3 months has been trying to figure out how things work. You know, do you make this decision or who do you answer to and how do you get decisions made and how could we talk to them and make sure that they understand what we're trying to do and how can we understand what your issues are? And in some cases we found that, oh yeah, we're already working on that.
Brown says the bike commuter benefit is interesting, but doesn't know if the university can afford it, even though he admits he hasn't done any calculations for it. Director of Transportation Services Kent McDaniel says the new fuel-efficient parking discount has already cost the university nearly $30,000 in less than 2 weeks, and less than half of the university's permits have been sold. Neither Parking Operations Director Doug Porter, nor McDaniel, nor Brown would size up the biking tax credit, because all admit they know almost nothing about it. Over the past decade, IU has faced criticism over its consistently low sustainability grades from third parties. To improve the school's standing, the Sustainability Office was created to pursue sustainable measures. But Porter says IU will not launch sustainable initiatives unless the administration feels it's worth it, especially from a revenue perspective.
It does add that pressure and that conflict between selling as many A permits at the highest price we possibly can to, say, changing the rules and regulations. And it starts to become an issue like funding education with a cigarette tax. What do you do if everybody quits smoking? Well, then all of a sudden you say, well, wait a minute, we're a little short on our revenue here to support education. And it's because something good happened. People quit smoking. So I'd argue that it's just one of the challenges of running the office.
Last year, Porter's office sold 1,000 bike permits. Only a small fraction of those were for full-time employees. And not all full-time employees with permits even bike to work every day. The federal benefit could mean employees who currently pay as much as $26 a month to park could buy $5 yearly bike passes instead, a move Porter admits the university might oppose because of lost revenue, despite making the campus more sustainable. But McDaniel says the biking benefit wouldn't lose as much money for the university as the parking discount. McDaniel says the idea will likely fail unless it's championed by a university department as a priority.
It seems to be something that would fall within the realm of director of sustainability and or transportation.
Weeks after WFIU's first interview with him, Brown says he still hasn't looked into the idea.
I don't know. I haven't become familiar enough with that to know, again, if what the cost of that would be to the university. But again, I think it would be worth some investment to provide that kind of perk.
McDaniel says any sustainable initiative faces lots of hoops to jump through. He says he must report through many layers of administration, each level of which has the authority to kill an idea. To a campus that isn't used to a sustainability director trying to enact changes to longstanding policies, Brown says his office will have to blaze its own trail. Brown says he has a group of interns, whose pay comprises more than half of his office's budget, working on finding, creating, and promoting sustainable practices at the university. But promotion might be the office's biggest problem. On a campus, some agencies rank last in the Big Ten for sustainability. For instance, IU offers a carpooling benefit to workers who ride to campus together in a single vehicle. Only 7 carpools are currently enrolled. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.